January 6th, 2025. The concept of locking in information about a family member raises intriguing questions about privacy, identity, and the permanence of our actions. Imagine a scenario where every detail from a date with Laura to the purchase of expensive clothes is recorded in a permanent family database. Should Laura be permanently noted as a significant person in someone's life just because of one date? Does buying expensive clothes once mean someone is forever labeled as having expensive tastes? In today's digital age, therapists and other professionals often record casual comments, which can become part of a permanent record. This can lead to situations where family members ask about Bill, and the response is based on locked-in information. He's seeing Laura and dressing well for an impressive life. But what happens when Bill's circumstances change? If he stops seeing Laura and buys a shirt at a discount store, should this new information override the old? The question of what to lock in becomes even more complex when considering statements like, he has a brother in Israel, should this be a permanent part of Bill's record? And does it affect his identity as an honest American? Bill's recommendation of psych meds to his Israeli brother, who relies on this information, adds another layer of complexity. It's not just about Bill and his brother, but also about the impact of the brother's 5 grown soldier children and their army unit. Ultimately, the idea of locking in information about family members challenges us to think about the balance between preserving important details and allowing for change and growth. It raises important ethical questions about privacy, identity, and the permanence of our actions in an increasingly digital world.